Mini episode 1612 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1612 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Succession episode 4.6. Here's our top five notes of interest as we approach the end game. Number five, is Greg going to learn Matson's blood secret? We saw him being cozy with Eva, and Greg will use any piece of information that he can find for maximum advantage. He's had a pretty good relationship with Ken previously, and with his cousin in the big chair, helping him keep Waystar Royko is in his best interests. But this depends on Eva's willingness to speak on her plight. Speaking of which, number four, Eva the Blood Babe could hold Matson's fate in her hands. Sexually harassing a direct report is a pretty toxic thing to have hung on you with a large multinational takeover underway. We now see Matson's penchant for drugs, which comes as no surprise given his thrill junkie persona. His ruthless cyberpunk character, combined with his market cap, allows him to bully others at will. But he also has enemies who are very determined to bring him down. If he gives Shiv any reason whatsoever to turn on him, and she appears to have a very low breaking point for any men at this point, then he could lose a lot more than his chance to take over Waystar Royko. Number 3. Shiv and Tom's weird dynamic continues. There was more odd antagonism between them, but also signs of Shiv throwing Tom a bone, like offering to go to dinner with him and encouraging him to fire Sid. In a strange way, Tom's betrayal of her after having been the beta in their relationship the entire time earned her respect. She still hasn't let him in enough to tell him about their baby, but hey, baby steps. Number 2. Shiv didn't wait long to stop being pushed to the background by her brothers. She knew that the knifing of Logan in the media pieces was an inside job despite Kendall and Roman protesting, Roman accurately so. Her suspicions that those two would be cutting her out of the loop were validated, even if she didn't know exactly how they decided to tank the Gojo deal. Instead, she took matters into her own hands, advising Matson that his money could overpower their resistance and keeping his secret about the blood bricks. Now she is completely wired in with what will be the new Waystar Royko and especially the new ATN. Unless the deal somehow falls apart at the 11th hour. Number 1, can the deal somehow fall apart at the 11th hour? The preview for this week's episode shows a public event that Kendall will be speaking at and some trepidation about what he's going to do with that spotlight. There's no way that the final shape of Waystar Royko has been settled with 5 episodes left, much less all of the great corporate characters being gone for good at this point. The shape of these complications is pretty opaque right now, but they will pop up, and in keeping with this spectacular final season, they will be incredible. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.